The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
At the end of the day, I mean, what are you going to do? Would you rather not have Carlos Correa? When is Tony Kemp going to play? You're already trying to push in enough at-bats for guys like Miles Straw, who, let's face it, Miles Straw looks like a better version of Tony Kemp, right?
Yes.
You're already trying to create at-bats for Jake Marisnyk. I mean, how many of those guys can you carry?
Yeah, and it's a good problem to have. Just tells you how loaded the Astros are right now.
Can I say something that's going to be an unpopular thing?
Do you ever ask? You just do it.
I hate that we make such a big deal out of training camp, especially the first few days of training camp. It's so stupid.
To me, the important stuff is frankly the stuff I brought up. Guys who have been hurt, were they on the field?
Yes.
A guy like Will Fuller, if he's not out there right now, and we saw this last year with several guys coming off injuries, it's like, boy, if he's not out there now, that's not a good sign. It won't mean anything if he's fine, but the fact that the guy had a season-ending injury and was out on the practice field the first day, to me, is a positive.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you wish, you can get on the Twitch channel. Put your comments on there, as many people have done. If you missed the first 2 hours, well, you missed a lot. It's been a very fun first 2 hours, but you can go back and catch it all at podcastarena.com. That simple. So there you have it. And little disturbed here, AJ.
What's disturbing?
My, you know, I put that photo out yesterday.
Yes.
My daughter responded to it.
Oh, no. What'd she say?
God, I hope I look like my mom when I'm older.
I mean, I don't know, she's right, you know.
Okay. That's fine. If I had feelings, they'd be a little hurt right now. Fortunately, I don't. Now, let's just see if her car insurance gets paid this month. We're going to play that game. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Do you see they're remaking Varsity Blues?
Already?
Yeah.
Hmm. Who's going to play the whipped cream girl?
I don't know, but... apparently, this is, I don't know why they're remaking this, but it'll feature James Vanderbeek.
Yeah, that's Dawson.
Yeah.
He was in the first one. Yeah, what's he, the coach now?
He's going to be in it somehow, it says.
That's so. That's Mox.
Ah. So, I don't know. I have not any real interest in that, but I thought you might.
I wonder what's going to happen to him, because I think he like went off to a he was off at an Ivy League school. I can't imagine he went to an Ivy League school and then decided to come back and coach football. But
because that works so well,
yeah,
like Bill O'Brien,
yeah,
Jason Garrett, yeah.
Well, I guess it does happen sometimes.
Well, maybe he'll have better. Maybe he'll have better results than those two guys.
Allie Larder, that's her name, the whipped cream bikini girl.
Ah, I was always a fan of hers.
Again, a little too skinny for my taste.
Well, that's okay. It's a good thing that we all have different tastes.
Yeah, you're right.
Because if we all liked the same women, we'd all wind up
all those skinny ass girls.
I like variety. I don't want just skinny girls. That's no fun.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I like a nice mix. You see what Julio Jones' goal is for the season?
Catch touchdowns.
No, he's for 2019. He says he's going crazy this year.
Uh-oh.
I'm going crazy. I've been doing everything that I need to do, taking care of my body. I'm not a prediction type guy, But I might mess around and go 3,000.
Ooh.
He'd have to average 187.5 yards a game.
I guess I'm drafting him on my fantasy team.
Calvin Johnson, the record, 1964. I think 2,000 is in play.
3,000 is not?
No, 3,000 is ridiculous. Come on. I mean, I get that he's being confident, and that's great. But 2,000, very, very doable, I think.
Even though the record isn't even 2,000.
No, but I mean, it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if it's going to happen, wouldn't Julio Jones be one of your first candidates?
I would say so.
Because he's got a quarterback who can get him the ball.
Yeah.
If he stays healthy, he can get open. And he's a game breaker. I could see that.
Julio Jones, if he were to get, let's say he just got 2,000 yards.
Just
2,000, not yeah. three like he thinks. He would go from, where do you think Julio is on the all-time pass or receiving yards list?
Oh, I think he's probably not top 30 yet, is he?
Julio is number 39.
Yeah, see, good call me.
Good call by you. He is fourth amongst active players.
Okay, that's...
You want to guess the... Oh, fifth amongst active players.
Active players, who would have had more?
One of them is number two all-time on the active list, or on the all-time list. He's still active.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
One was... two of them are... One of them's Antonio Brown, which that's not really like a sneaky one. The other two are kind of sneaky because they're both tight ends.
Witten. And, well, Gronk wouldn't be higher than him. It would be... who's the other act? Oh, Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates. Yeah. But if Julio were to have 2,000 passing or receiving yards this season, he would move from 39th all-time to 20th all-time.
Okay.
1 year. So your top 30 argument will be null and void at that point.
If he gets 2,000, yeah.
Oh, he will.
But you asked me as of right now.
You're right. I'm just.
You didn't ask me at the end of the year.
All right.
So, hey.
You know, here's another trivia question, since you're so smart. One more active player in the top 50 all time.
One more active player. It's probably...
So Fitzgerald, Antonio Brown,
yeah.
Julio, Gates, Witten, and one more.
Wide receiver or tight end?
Wide receiver.
Okay. This is one of those that I should know.
You really shouldn't know. It's going to surprise you. DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, that would surprise me. I'd have to go pretty far down the list to get to him.
And this is one way of really knowing that the game has changed. DeSean Jackson has more career receiving yards than Andre Rison.
Interesting.
Like, Andre Rison was like one of the best receivers in the world when I was a kid. And now,
well, he was like really good for a while with Cleveland, right? And then he wound up, he was part of the run and shoot Oilers at one point also, if I'm not mistaken.
No. What was he? Yeah. An Oiler?
Yeah.
I remember him with the Falcons mostly.
Well, that's easy enough to look up, but I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he wound up with he said he played with the Colts, Falcons, Browns, Jags, Packers, Chiefs, Raiders, Argos. So, no, he did not.
No Oilers.
No Oilers. Who am I thinking of? There was a guy who was pretty good who joined the Oilers with all those receivers. Somebody will remember. It's a long time ago.
A long, long time ago.
Yeah.
You were thinking of Charlie Joyner.
No, it wasn't Charlie Joyner. Because he started there and then went elsewhere.
Derek Mason?
Might have been him. That might be who I'm thinking of. No, this would have been before him. This would have been during...
He was a Tennessee Oiler,
this would have been during the run-and-shoot era with Haywood Jeffries, Ernest Givens, and I'm certain they picked up another receiver from elsewhere that was part of that group.
I don't know.
So, and then getting back to one of our earlier conversations, Ashton said, side note, The Rock is randomly in Be Cool as a bodyguard. That is my favorite rock character ever.
Really?
He plays the gay cowboy bodyguard who wants to be an actor.
Boy, I'm trying to think of my favorite rock role. They're almost all the exact same.
Now, that's why I like this one. It's completely different. So, Webster Slaughter, thank you.
Oh, okay.
That's who it was. From Snow Black on Twitch. So, is that Lamont on Twitch? Are you not on Twitter?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, Webster Slaughter.
Has he made a change?
Don't know. But that
changed it up?
But I was right. He played for the Browns and then wound up... Yeah, that's okay. I knew somebody would know that.
God, I'm looking at the Rock's movies.
Yeah.
He is always the exact same character. What a life that guy made for himself just by having big muscles.
Well, his agent has done a fantastic job.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he says he's in Twitter jail. What the hell happened there?
Oh, probably what him and Nick were getting into last night.
Oh. Yeah, I got out of the way of that.
Yeah.
I saw that going on. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit here and watch some porn and punch the clown or something. Yeah. So,
all right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. Last year, Noah was working a fast food delivery job. Hours were garbage. Pay was worse. And he wanted out, and he wanted into a real career. So he went to my computer career. And then less than 6 months, he started his IT career. Now he's in line for his second promotion. If your job's garbage, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Even with no computer experience or training, they don't care about that. Helping people start an IT career from scratch. That's what they do. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get everything you need. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry after you graduate, because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Classes are starting soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, I was just looking at some of The Rock's movies. There's a bunch of them that I've never heard of. But the ones that I thought he was good in, The Rundown, I don't know if you ever saw that. It was a Peter Berg movie.
Is that the one where...
He goes in the jungle as a bounty hunter trying to catch...
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I like the one where he carries around the 2x4.
That's Walking Tall.
He doesn't use guns. He just beats everybody up with a stick.
That's a remake. And that was all kind of at the same time. He did that, yep. Walking Tall, Be Cool. Scorpion King was in there, which I thought was pretty good.
Here's something about me. I've never seen The Scorpion King. I've never seen The Mummy. Any of those movies.
It doesn't surprise me. And then he did The Game Plan, where he had the little girl. And basically since then, like, he's had a lot of the Fast and Furious stuff that he does. But I like that movie he did with Kevin Hart, Central Intelligence.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. A couple of things. Lamont asked, did you talk about Adrian Peterson going broke? Prime Social has all that dude's bread. I know he was there a lot. I don't think there's any way he lost enough for the money they're talking about. Because that was pretty bad. And, a few people not knowing what's up with my head. I had hair replacement surgery yesterday, and it'll be a couple of months, it'll look great. So, and I'll be talking about it a lot over the next few weeks. And no, it doesn't hurt at all. And it doesn't hurt today. Aaron sent me this Thrillist, which is a national thing, did 12 essential Houston breweries you need to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious what you think here.
Okay.
Eighth Wonder on the list. Doesn't surprise me. St. Arnold on the list. Doesn't surprise me. Here's one that doesn't get talked about a lot, but I like Lone Pine.
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid. They have one of that Yellow Rose IPA.
They made their whole nut on one beer.
Yeah. But I'm not a big IPA guy, but I will drink that anytime I can get it. Brash Brewing, which I'm a big fan of theirs. They do a lot of really good stouts.
I love Brash. I don't love that they don't have air conditioning. I don't like to visit in the summertime.
Well, this time of year doesn't really work out. Although you could go right now while it's reasonably cool.
Yeah, it could. Is it reasonably cool right now?
For July? Hell yeah.
I guess so.
I mean, this is as good as it gets for July. Buffalo Bayou, which, you know, definitely belongs there. Another one that you like, B-52.
Yeah.
I don't think they get enough credit because they're kind of out of the city a little bit. Place we were just talking about, Ingenious on the list. This won't shock you. Carbach.
No.
It lists their...
No surprise.
Key beers as Hopadillo, Weekend Warrior, Love Street.
Yeah.
That's probably fair. And Eureka Heights.
Crawford Bach would be added to that list.
Yeah, now. Crawford Bach should be by now. That thing's Eureka Heights a monster. Is good. Yeah, the... they do two of my favorite stouts. They do the Nuke the Whales and the Moo Caliente.
Yeah.
Those are both good beers. Although right now, it's even too hot for me to drink stouts and porters. And 11 Below, also on the list.
Nice. Up my neck of the woods.
Here's one, my neck of the woods, which I don't think have you been to Sigma yet?
I have not been to Sigma. I've had some of their beers, but I haven't been to the brewery.
That Black Rain is really good. It also a stout. That's next time we're downtown, I got to find an excuse to take you there in True Anomaly.
I went to a new brewery last night. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not necessarily new. It was new to me. I went to Klaus Brewing, which is in like Cypress area. It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't get outside my area very much.
So, right.
You know, and then...
I'm an adventurer.
Yeah. Well, you like to explore everything. I'm more like I find a couple places I like, and if they're close by, that's where I go. You know, I get into a routine. Like, I like to go to Eureka Heights when I'm on my bike because it's a good bike ride.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like Under the Radar's near me, and Sigma's near me, and... True Anomalies near me and Eighth Wonders near me. So I mean, I've got enough in that area, but you know, but what I have started doing is if we have a show somewhere, I will go explore places that are out by the show. We just haven't had a lot of road shows lately, which is going to change very soon here as we get closer to football season. And then also on their list, they have Spindle Tap.
That's a good spot.
Which I have not been to. Where are they located?
I don't know what you would call that part of town. It's not a great part of town. It's like you go up 59.
Oh, is it 59 North in that area?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But not like it's not like in Humble or Kingwood. It's not outside the Beltway.
No, is it inside 610? Or is it right around 610?
I think it's outside 610.
No, it's between 610 and the Beltway.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's not a horrible area. It's just not.
No,
because you get inside 610.
It's like off of Little York.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe a half a mile east of 59 off Little York.
So that's actually pretty close to me, because as I've discovered
that's close to you.
Yeah. From a driving perspective.
Oh yeah.
Because if I can get on 59 really quickly from where I am.
Yes.
And. Like, I've got it down to my place to Bush Airport is 22 minutes. So something like that would be, a 10-minute drive?
Yeah,
maybe?
Probably something like that.
Yeah. Because there's just that stretch of 59, there's not ever any traffic.
And, when I say it's not the greatest neighborhood, the brewery itself is really nice. Like, the tap room is really nice. It's a good setup. It's just not in the best part of town.
Okay. Well, I'm going to check it out. So... 713-780-ESPN. Hey,
and it happens to fall in that part of the clock. I always talk about the clock off of downtown or particularly off of like 610.
Right.
Anything east of 45 south, like all the way up to 59, like that chunk between 59 and 45, I don't go to that part of town. I've got no need for it.
So you don't go to my part of town, is what you're saying?
Your part of town's inside the loop. It's different.
Oh, okay. You're talking about farther. Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about like the when you branch off of 610.
Yeah. All right. Okay. But, you know, that's the thing. I like that there's so many neighborhood breweries now.
Yeah.
That people can go to. Our beer scene's come a long way.
Oh, no doubt.
Remember when it was... Remember when Eric took us out there on the tour of Carbach many years ago?
Yeah.
And it was you and me and Tepper and Jong. And I think there were, what, 6 breweries at the time?
Something like that.
How many do we have now? So you should know this, Aaron, because up your alley, buddy.
30, 40?
I think it's almost 40.
I probably have 6 in walking distance of me now. It's probably an exaggeration. I've got 4.
It depends on how far you want to walk.
Yeah, I've got 4 that I could walk to.
I mean, how far outside of Houston are we counting? Are we counting Cypress and Pearland and Texas and all that?
Greater Houston area.
Yeah, it's all greater Houston area. So all the way...
Yeah, we've got... I think it's closer to 46.
So all the way down to the end of Harris County in League City, right?
Yeah.
Do we count the Woodlands?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You could walk to... Eighth Wonder, you can walk to Sigma, you can walk to True Anomaly.
Yep.
It might be a hike, but you could hike. You could walk to Under the Radar.
Under the Radar is more of a bike ride.
Okay.
But it's doable. I've walked it before.
St. Arnold, you could walk to if you were motivated.
Definitely. That's kind of that's another one I'd rather ride my bike to because you kind of got to go through some shady areas. Not really shady, just a lot of homeless.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. But yeah, that's definitely... Could be walked, so that's 5. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
So,
I can walk to B-52. Can walk to no, I can't walk to B-52.
I don't know if anybody can walk to B-52.
No, you can't. That's a long ass way.
And there's no houses around there.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if you live in those houses across the road, that's a 6-lane highway that you got to kind of cross.
I don't walk to breweries. Who am I kidding?
Yeah. No, well, I bike to a lot of them. So, and that's one of the things I like doing, especially when it cools off. It's too damn hot right now. But I like to do, I'll start off and go on a real long bike ride to go to, say, Eureka Heights and go all the way to the Heights and then come back and hit like Platypus or Holler, one of those there, and then come back to my side of the town, hit Under the Radar, and then True Anomaly. And then by then it's either go home or... Now I'm all fired up, so let's go to Sigma or then finish up at Eighth Wonder.
Damn.
But most of the time it's like True Anomaly will be my last stop.
Okay.
But
I need to hit up that place.
It's really good. They have a lot of beers that you would love that are your kind of style.
Yeah.
And they're also pretty soon we'll have a test batch for my beer.
Nice.
So looking forward to that. Somebody said, is Under the Radar good? Sorry, just tuned in. I live 2 minutes from it. Yes. They don't have a lot of beers, but they do them all well, which I think is cool. They're not one of these places that's out there with 20 different beers. They've got about 5, and they really focus on those, and I like them a lot. And we just have so many cool breweries here now. Of course, if you're going to travel and you want to go to a brewery.
That's what I do. I go and get really drunk. And then instead of driving home, which would be completely unsafe,
right?
I go to besthotelrates.com and find a really reasonably priced 5-star hotel in the area. And then I wake up, I get pedicures and stuff like that. And then, just go about my days.
But besthotelrates.com, I was getting on there today because I was looking at Fort Lauderdale because I'm thinking about going to play that poker tournament in a couple weeks, which I haven't decided yet. But it's not going to be because the hotel rates are too high. Besthotelrates.com has me covered. And you can get them on short notice. We did that in Saskatchewan because I don't want to say anything, but somebody thought we could get into a hotel with no reservations there that she goes to all the time. And we got there and guess what? There was a big wedding going on. So what do? Besthotelrates.com. You can do the same thing. Over 600,000 hotels and motels for you to go to. So just go to besthotelrates.com. The name says it all. Besthotelrates.com. Go, my friend. Now
is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, guys, it's time for the big giveaway. Well, not actually time. I'm going to tell you when we're giving it away. Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Got to give it to your mama.
How about 6:45? It's that time of year again where we want to thank you, our loyal listeners, at our 2019 Listener Appreciation Party. Join the broadcast, editorial, and management team of ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map, the legendary Sports Map, for an evening of food from Big City Wings, awesome, and drinks provided by Coors Light at the home of Gal Media, Thursday, August 15th at 6:30 p.m. So at 6:45, we're going to take caller number 10 to 713-780-3776. You'll get a pair of tickets to meet and have up-close conversations with all of our ESPN 97.5 on-air personalities, especially A.J. Hoffman, and get a behind-the-scenes look at where and how your favorite shows and videos are made. The only way to get an invite is to listen to win, so make sure to keep listening all week. Must be 21-plus to attend. This is invitation only, and a lot of people keep DMing me and sending me texts. Is there any other way to win besides calling? No.
That's it.
You have to call in. So 6:45. Hey, remember we were talking about this rapper ASAP Rocky in Sweden and how he was jailed?
Yep.
He's been in jail since July 3rd, and now he's being charged. And apparently, the prosecutor says there's a lot more to the videos than what's been out there, which, okay, that's fine. But basically, this guy's been in July 3rd since for a fight, for pushing a guy down. And he's going to have to stay in jail because there's no bail. What the hell kind of system are you running, Sweden?
I don't know.
The Swedish prosecutor said, after studying a greater amount of material than that which has been previously available on the internet, said he filed charges against the artist and two others suspected of assault causing actual bodily harm, having come to the conclusion that the events in question constitute a crime, despite claims of self-defense and provocation. What the hell, no bail?
I don't know.
In fact,
pretty harsh.
President Trump offered to pay his bail,
but there is none.
And Swedish government says it's not getting involved. Dude, if I'm an American and I'm a rapper, I ain't going to Sweden.
No,
ever.
But at the same time, if some Swedish dude was arrested here for that stuff, and the Swedish government started trying to buy his way out because he's a famous Swedish guy, we'd be like, no, man. He's got to go through our system.
Yeah, but he'd be out on bail.
Maybe. Unless he's a flight risk. Like a guy who's got, a bunch of money and can just flee the country.
Maybe. But, Henrik Lundqvist, the goalie for the Rangers.
Yeah.
What if he did this? You wouldn't be in jail that long. Over a fight.
It does seem ridiculous.
Yeah, and I hear great things about Sweden. Not the best things, that's America.
Right.
But I hear great things about Sweden. I've always thought, man, that might be kind of an interesting place to live. To hell with that. I don't want to be in jail for a month and a half over pushing a guy down when it might have been self-defense.
Yeah, that does seem harsh.
So, I don't know. I'm with the president on this one. I think we should be protecting our American citizens. I think we should be looking out for our American citizens. We should be going over there and getting him out of jail. In fact, I would send SEAL Team 6.
No, if I were president. You can't send SEAL Team 6 for
really?
ASAP Rocky.
How much, I don't know. How much resistance are we going to get from the Swedes?
Not much.
I think we have to
but
send
that them. Would set a bad precedent.
No, I think we should send a message that we're going to send the best people, the smartest people, the most violent people,
the deadliest people.
Okay, I would like to say that the last few comments have been complete sarcasm. Just want to make sure you guys understand that before people start going, really? You'd do military action over this?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. Yo, Adrian says, I say we arrest Swedish stars and start with this guy, the Swede from Sesame Street.
The meatball chef?
Yeah. Yeah, let's see how he likes being thrown in jail.
What about the Swede from that, what was the name of that show? The railroad show.
Oh, Hell on Wheels.
Yeah.
But he wasn't really a Swede.
No, but he was called the Swede. That's good enough.
Yeah,
but... Let's lock him up.
There's a few Swedish players in the NHL.
There's a lot of Swedish players in the NHL.
Put them all in one cell together.
We don't need them all. Especially any of the ones that play for the Maple Leafs. We don't need to arrest them because they're in Toronto anyway.
What about Elin Norgren?
Oh, we could arrest her.
Yeah.
I mean, she assaulted Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And got away with it.
What about Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah, definitely.
Lock him up.
We don't need them all. I just think Elin. For her assaulting Tiger Woods, she should be in jail until our guy gets out.
You would rather Elin than Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah.
Because I feel like Dolph Lundgren's like probably a national treasure to them.
Well, I'm still a little pissed at him over what he did to Apollo, but he was playing a Russian, so it doesn't really count.
It's true.
Probably more Russian than anything.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not saying that we need to retaliate. About Erik Karlsson, we can throw him in. He's only the best defenseman in the NHL. We could throw him in jail, see how they like it.
Yeah.
See, I think the problem with all these hockey players, they all have like American or Canadian wives, so they don't really, I mean, they're Swedish, but now they all live here.
Yeah.
That's not going to go well. Oh, well, it just seems like I don't understand their laws, but it sure seems like it's very overly punitive for what is not a serious crime in my mind.
Well, your mind isn't Swedish.
Somebody says we should send some of the Area 51 raiders to bust ASAP Rocky out. Yeah, there you go. It's a possibility. But, oh, well, just wanted to provide an update on that story since it did make an appearance on the show.
He's going to die in that prison.
Yeah, well, if that happens, then I think we should go to war with Sweden.
I mean, you want to go to war over ASAP Rock? Can you name a song?
I cannot.
Aaron?
Yes, because I was just trying to find a clean version that I cannot find to play going out.
If he says cuss words, I don't want him here. Send him back.
I know nothing
Send
about
him back
his,
to Sweden where he came from.
I know nothing about his music, but I know he's American, and damn it, America first.
Okay.
We're trying to make America great again.
He's got one called Praise the Lord. I think the next one's going to be Damn the Swedes.
Okay, I'm out on that. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, ready to the last segment. I can't remember the last time I thought, man, this show's dragging. These things are just flying by. And you're gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
That just occurred to me. This is your last segment of the week for 2 weeks, actually.
Well,
so finish strong with
you're going to miss me.
I am.
You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
I am, but we'll do our best to power through. And we've got some fun fill-ins lined up. So hopefully it'll be, you know, we're just trying to hold serve while you're gone. That's all. Yeah, we're not trying to.
You're bringing Holly in tomorrow, so you're not really trying to hold serve. You're just basically giving up.
Well, we've got Jermaine, too.
I mean, yeah. I'm so hard to replace. It really is ridiculous. All right. Soundgarden. Great band. They made it known that they were done after Chris Cornell died. They said, as well
they should be.
They were working on a new album at the time of his death. And its remaining members wanted to finish up and release it. Which seems impossible considering the master files of Cornell's vocal recordings are currently being withheld. According to guitarist Kim Thiel in an interview with Music Radar. The band is asking for the files but not receiving them. He adds that the new songs were demos, but the quality was good because both Chris and drummer Matt Cameron had become very interested in their home recording technique. Right now, that's all kind of stalled. We tried to get this going 2 years ago, but we're not in possession of any of the demos that Chris was working on with him. We have copies of them, but what we need are the files so that we'll be able to overdub and finish the record. We're not in possession of those. We don't know what to do. We've asked nicely. We've suggested that this will benefit all parties. If the band could just have those files, we could finish the songs we're working on. But there seems to be some confusion amongst various parties as to what would entail or what that would entail and how that works and who that would benefit. And it's been tiring, you know, and we can't move on until some future date when someone releases the value realizes the value of allowing the creative partners to have access to the material.
Sounds like somebody wants to get paid is what it sounds
like. Yeah, but it sounds like they own these, you know, files, and Soundgarden's trying to say, hey, here's a way you could make money off of them.
Right. Well, but it sounds like they were working on them together.
Right, but obviously, I'm guessing whatever Chris Cornell's portion of the money would have been would go to whoever gave up those files,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you would think.
And he's the lead singer, and the songwriter. It's probably the lion's share of it.
I would love to hear. I would love to hear one last Cornell album.
I would too. What would you pay for Tupac Shakur's prison ID card?
$4.71.
Well, you would have been outbid. $30,000 it went for. The sale set a world record for the most expensive piece of Tupac memorabilia ever sold at public auction, which that's kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, I would have thought he'd had other things that would have been more valuable.
It says it comes exactly 1 month after what would have been Tupac's 48th birthday.
But he's not really dead, AJ.
Well, isn't it crazy to think that Tupac would be 48 right now? And that J-Lo just turned 50? And Brooke Shields is like 54 or something like that?
She's still very young. Still very, very,
very
young, AJ.
Very,
very, very,
very
young.
Very young. Yeah, that's it's wild that he's 48. But yeah, $30,000. The bid started at $2,000. More than 10,000 visitors viewed the card before 30 bids were cast. So, it says, some say Tupac and his music are just as relevant as they were more than 20 years ago. Fans haven't forgotten his impact on hip-hop and will go to any lengths to own a piece of his life and times. Well, all right. Seems like a strange piece of...
Yeah, I would think that there'd be so many other more interesting things. The outfits he wore, stuff like that, but oh well.
Well, that's a shortened Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, that's because you just want to get the hell out of here.
I do.
Start
I'm
your
so
vacation.
Out of here.
Well, good. Enjoy it, man. We'll hold it down while you're gone.
All right.
Okay, that is going to wrap it up. Great job by Aaron today. Great job by Hoffman today. I was above average. I'm gonna give myself a C+ today. Pretty amazing. It's probably a career high for me.
Yeah.
Well, some of us will do it again tomorrow. Enjoy.
I'm going to be drinking that Arkansas milk.
All right. Well, enjoy it and tweet pictures of your milk mustache. Until then, stay sporty, bitches.